5,000 cases per year, among other criteria. We have, this is just to inform you that we have an additional 8 wineries that are where we have a waiver, and then in the next couple pages we have the medium-sized winery, Rancho de Salas, which is enrolled in the general waste discharge requirements, which the board adopted.
I had a question about one of the small wineries.
Mm-hmm.
It's Silver Mountain Vineyards. It's page 2, second from the bottom. And it seems to be being treated differently than the others. It's being treated kind of like one of the 1,000-case wine quantities. And I'm particularly worried that we don't even know what the depth of the groundwater beneath this one is. So, kind of jumped out at me. We've got, you know, most of the 4,000 or 5,000 case ones have some kind of a septic system or something. This is one where we're allowing them just to dump it on the ground, which I agree is fine if you're just producing, you know, 1,000 cases or something. But this is moderately small as opposed to very small.
I guess it would depend on how big the vineyard, how big an area they're spreading it on, also.
Yeah.
It could have the same effect as a 1,000-case winery if the distribution area is large enough.
It also depends on depth of groundwater,
right,
too.
Right.
Harvey Packard, I don't have any specific answers for you. The cutoff that we use for the waiver is 5,000 cases. Yeah.
But I was just noticing, even among the ones in this table, this one is being treated. We have some that are very small, you know, 1,000-case ones, and some of those mentioned that they just dispose of it on ground, on the surface. And some of the other ones in the, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 range, they have septic systems. And this one doesn't have a septic system. It's just putting it on the ground, and particularly this depth to groundwater thing
right.
kind of jumped out at me.
And the address in here doesn't even give us any indication where it is, which is confusing,
well, it's
too.
A post office box. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here comes Matt. Maybe he has some more information.
This is in Santa Cruz, so I don't know if Matt knows anything about it, but probably not.
Matt, do you have any specific information on the Silver Mountain vineyard?
Sorry.
Well, I didn't want to come up to works, but maybe someone who does can look into it.
We can definitely put that one on our inspection list and go look at it in the crash and see what's going on.
Yes. It may have already happened, but...
Yeah.
And also we can report back to you in terms of the number of acres, and if we do have some, even if we don't have site-specific information on the groundwater, there's probably some neighboring information that give us an idea. So we can provide that next time.
Right.
Okay, and then we have, starting on page 3, we have cases recommended for closure, and I believe we have 5 over the next... Well, through the remainder of the report. On 2 of those cases, we have deed restrictions proposed, and that would be the first case and the last case, the Circle N property, and then the last one that's listed is the Ye residence. The first one's Atascadero, the second one's City of Santa Barbara. And just to remind you, when staff closes cases, we just inform you of that, and that's when we have water quality objectives that are met outright. In these cases, the reason they're recommended for closure is because we still have residuals that are above water quality objectives, but they represent, in our judgment and the judgment of the other agencies that are involved, a low risk to the environment and to the public. The reason that we differentiated as far as the deed restrictions for those 2 properties, the Circle N and the A residence, it's really based on public health ramifications in terms of the shallowness of the residual, and therefore the potential for, there's a greater potential for some exposure in the future due to something like excavation, even vapors, as you read with the A residence. So that was the reason for having a deed restriction for those 2 properties. As opposed to not having it for the other 3 properties. And we do have a couple, 3 staff here that could answer questions if you have some.
I have a question on the Circle and Land case. Page 4, the left-hand column, the third paragraph, I guess the second sentence, It says, the boring results indicate that the extent of petroleum hydrocarbons is adequately defined, although soil contamination likely extends off-site along a portion of the eastern property boundary. And that kind of got me, because either we have this, we know the extent or we don't know the extent. And if it's going perhaps off-site, that means we may not know where it's going. And I think closing a site for which you don't even know the extent, and anyway, that worried me a little bit.
Yeah, I would echo that. That jumped out at me too.
If you take a look at on the attachments to this report, the first attachment is the site and it's the groundwater contours. With the second attachment has the soil ISO contour map.
You mean the one with the question marks on it?
Right, and so that eastern portion there is that section that's in question where it goes underneath El Camino Real and where apparently soil samples were not taken, but Corey Walsh of our staff will elucidate.
Good afternoon. My name is Corey Walsh, staff member. The reason that we have some question marks out there is...
Microphone.
Sorry. The reason that we don't have we have some question marks out there is that El Camino Real is a very busy street there, and it's been difficult to get access, and didn't feel it was necessary to further assess out in the street. We all agree that there's soil contamination out in the street. The extent to which that is defined didn't seem necessary to be able to put a hard line around it. Everyone. So we've got some data across the street in Monitor Well 5, you'll see on that same figure, and another boring that it's no longer shown on the opposite corner to the north east side of the plan that had no detections of soil or groundwater contamination. So we all agree that there's contamination that extends into the street, and the exact extent of that wouldn't seem necessary to know at this point.
So there's evidence that it doesn't go across the street?
That's correct.
Okay.
And the gradient, as you can see from the previous figure, is contrary to that direction. And so there's no geology or groundwater direction that would suggest that it would go any further than where we've got it assessed.
Okay. Mr. Briggs?
I was whispering over here. You mentioned the groundwater contours, groundwater coming...
Yeah, coming
okay.
Toward the site,
good.
So it wouldn't
okay.
push it. It wouldn't
Sorry,
tend to push it the other way.
Got distracted. Okay. Any other questions on that one?
Okay. Why don't we move... Thank you very much. Why don't we move to agenda item 16, enforcement report.